West, however, countries became much more closely linked politically and economically. People could travel more easily, and they got to know and understand people in other countries.
So there's much more communication between nations?
That's right. The other thing that has brought about the global village is technology. These days, with satellites and computers, news and ideas travel around the world very quickly. People can see what is happening in any part of the world as soon as it happens. Through the internet, people can also communicate with other people everywhere.
So all of these things together have helped make the world one big village. That's interesting.
3. Listen and understand.
Could you run that by me again?
Sure. The global village basically means the world and all the people in it. The idea is that the world is becoming like one big village.
What do you mean by that?
Well, in a village, everyone knows everyone else and everyone has to deal with the same kinds of problems. So now people say the world is becoming smaller and we are in one big village, all facing the same kinds of problems.
Well, how has this come about?
There are two things that have brought this about. The first is political change. The world used to be divided into different sides, if you like. Once communism ended in the West,